chance to make it. Make this into something more. Here's my heart, don't break it. It's all that I ask.
Listening to Area 54 with Tim and Mike, music for the future.
Tell me, is it true? The love without a spark leaves you in the dark. And at my heart, searching for the surface, starting to get nervous. I'm feeling alone, 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 lonely. Show me some mercy, you now, 'cause I'm thirsty. These demons creeping closer, fighting what's inside. No echoes in the desert, no one day. We'll be right back.
breaking in. Where have you been? Forgotten all in a moment. No echoes in the desert, no one day you cry. Howling at the moon, but my throat is getting dry. Desire at the wheel takes a turn for desperation. It feeds my motivation. Ooh, I'm waiting for your touch.
Your sound of chill with Area 54.
today, tomorrow, it's always a good day for Area 54.
Yeah. Tim and Mike with the Area 54, dipping back in the archives, dusting off the CD, or maybe even the record. Smith and Mighty, the song's called the same. It's off of Trip Hop Vibes.
Yeah, so we do have that on vinyl as well.
We do have, yeah. We'd have to find it, though, but it's somewhere buried in our vinyl collection. Crack and Smack, before that, guys out of the Netherlands played a song called Pleasure Center. That's the title track off their album there. And then one from Eric Hilton. New album's called Infinite Everywhere. Play a song for you called Tomorrow's Shadow. Star Effer from Portland. We promised we'd play a Portland track for you there. Big Wild did a song called Touch, remixed by Poolside. Start off the whole set with Future Islands. The song's called Moonlight. It's off the album As You Are.
That song has this, I don't know, it's like three-note bass line that runs through the whole song. super simple. It's super cool though. Really just nice. You know, it's amazing how you can make these cool songs with so simple too. A simple, cool song. There we go.
Yeah, you can make a really cool song and only know three notes now.
Well, yeah, that was punk, right?
I guess that's true. You always could. You're right.
Yeah, just need to know a couple power chords and there you go. That's all you need.
You're off and running.
Well, even with power chords, you probably have, you know, more than three chords, but still.
Yeah, well, nowadays you just do play the three chords and just loop it.
Yeah, but this one isn't looped. I mean, there's some changes with the three notes that they're playing, but it's just nicely done in the song. And there's not a lot of songs you hear where the bass line just runs all the way through the song, right?
Yeah.
Beginning to end, like that.
You know, Mike's COVID project has been to learn the guitar. Not to learn the guitar. He's played guitar for a while, but he picked it back up. And now he's all of a sudden starting to recognize a lot more, instruments and styles in the music and commenting them. So I'm just going to apologize to you guys. That's what Mike's been doing.
Yeah, I before that, I had no idea what I was doing.
He's such a nerd now.
Yeah, I'm even starting to read music.
Really?
Yeah. You can teach an old dog new tricks. It's possible.
Yeah. Well, that's so you're going to start learning theory after that.
You proved that saying wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm getting into theory and reading.
Oh, good. So now you're going to start saying, why didn't they put a bridge or a break in that song instead of this repetitious stuff? Pretty soon you're going to start sound like Salieri from Amadeus. Too many notes. There's too many notes in that song.
No, there can never be too many notes. All right. Hey, thanks for listening, you guys. Catch us online, area54.fm. We're going to go into Book of Shade here. We got a song queued up off of Galvany Street called All of This and Nothing.